Andy, obviously quite a disappointing afternoon. Abandoned at half time. What's your thoughts?
No, I think it's right. It's the decision. Obviously, I think the first 10 or 15 minutes it were bad. The ref did call us in before the game, and we all made the decision. Look, we'll start the game, but I knew there was always a chance of it being called, and I just think it's just come in too much now. And, you know, just obviously looking at the pitch here. I mean, even first half, the ball's going out to Lewis, and I couldn't see a thing. You know, what you don't want is it then becomes the, you know, referees and linesmen are guessing, which I felt it was getting to that stage. You know, there's a couple of decisions that they've given throw-ins when it's blatant that, you know, it's the other team's throwing, and even their first goal, you know, Jake Kenny's adamant that it didn't go in, but, you know, the linesman's give it. So I think for both teams, you want, and even the fans are the most important ones. You know, the ones that were stood behind us, they couldn't even see it either. So for me, it's the right decision. Disappointing, but the right decision.
And what were your thoughts on that first half, although it's sort of maybe slightly irrelevant now?
Well, if I'm honest, I just think that the fog had a massive impact. I couldn't see a lot of the game, to be honest. You're just hoping that it lifts. So if I'm honest, I felt like saying to the ref 20 minutes in, you know, let's just call it a day, because it just didn't get going for me. Although, you know, we went 1-0 down and we came back and scored, you know, a fortuitous goal with Chippy's first one. But I thought the second one was a well-worked goal. Good finish by Ben Wharton. And then, you know, whether people want to believe it or not, I couldn't see anything for their equaliser. And again, if we're looking at it, if you're a player, and obviously we're just looking at the pitch now and the ball's coming in from a throw-in, you know, your vision now is going to really, really struggle in this.
And just finally, Andy, two new additions to the squad. Sonny Whittingham got his first 45 minutes in a Bury shirt. Obviously, Tom Hoyle, the other new signing, not in the squad today. What can you tell the fans about them and why you brought them to Bury?
Well, Tom's injured now, so we're probably not going to see him. He's pulled up with a bit of a thigh strain at training for Fleetwood yesterday, so obviously we had to adjust that. But I thought Sonny did really well. Listen, for an 18-year-old lad to come in there today, you know, tough game, tough pitch, tough conditions. I thought he played a good game. You know, I thought he won his fair share of headers and tackles in there, but I thought he used the ball really well as well. You know, he linked up well with Lewis, and, you know, we do know he's young, but Huddersfield have high hopes for him, and him coming here, getting game time, learning the game is what it's all about. But we're not going to, you know, put our arm around him and say, look, it's all right, make mistakes here or do this. He knows from the first minute in training that we mean business, and it's intense, and that's all about his development as well.
Brilliant. Andy, thanks for coming over for a chat there. Obviously abandoned at half-time, but thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Us.
Have a good Christmas.